Something about believing that helps my mending. Something about believing that there's no ending.
Thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil, and I am joined in studio by City Councilman Albus Brooks. Thank you so much, Councilman Brooks.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you are the councilman for the 9th District. You are councilman, but you're also family man, husband, father, and you are a cancer survivor.
That's right.
And I, you know, the name of the cancer, I'm so sorry, because I don't want to butcher the name. So
it's chondrosarcoma.
What type of cancer is
that? Yeah, so, you know, I don't know anything about this, but I was running in 2016 in a 10K in Boulder.
Okay.
And I was experiencing a lot of stiffness. And, you know, my wife encouraged me to go to a chiropractor and see what's going on. The chiropractor felt around and said, you know, we feel this is some kind of bump or something, maybe a mass. You might want to go check this out. And so went to the hospital, went to my doctor, and he had tears in his eyes just because, you know, I'm so young and fit. And he just said, I'm so sorry. But we got to get this checked out. It came back after the biopsy, and the chondrosarcoma, it's the soft tissue in our bodies, and the cartilage and things like that. And that, it can grow into, mostly, you know, these cancerous lumps, that just grow. And mine grew to a cantaloupe size. It was 15 pounds, tumor. That was a stage 2.
My thought is this probably just stops you in your tracks,
yep.
Takes the wind out of your sails because, you know, you're young, you're in shape, you know, and then you're like, I've got a wife, I've got, you know, my family, I've got kids, you know, I'm a dad. So what?
It slapped me in the face. And, you know, I tell people all the time that it slapped me in the face to an important reality. What's most important? Mm-hmm. It slapped me in the face to gratitude. You know, the fact that we are sitting right here, being able to talk and breathe and connect, I'm grateful for that, right? It slapped me in the face to just realizing each day I have an opportunity to live my best life. And, you know, so I got rid of the cancer. They took it out. I did not have to go to chemo.
Okay.
I did not have to go do radiation, which is an amazing blessing. And to all my cancer survivors out there who have had to do that, much respect, much love, and props to you, because that is, that's so hard. And then it came back.
Yeah.
It came back in May. And this time it was a grape size, which is a little bit better, but still a very invasive surgery. And, you know, opened me up, went in, it's near my L4 in my back, and got it out. And so I'm cancer free again.
Good.
Which is really
great.
Good.
Actually, there's the great.
And, but I just want to, you know, tell people, you know, I had surgery May 1st. Mm-hmm. I'm running, I'm working out, I'm alive, and I'm well, and I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate you asking me the question.
How was that for your family?
Yeah. Oh, man. I think it was real. It was authentic. I mean, to see your 6-year-old daughter come in and, you know, tear up like, my dad's the strongest person in the world.
Oh.
How is he, you know, going through this? But seeing me fight through it just developed so much hope. And I think my wife, very scared, but, you know, we've come a long way, and we're grateful for today.
I know you're, you know, dedicated to your job, but honestly, first thing has to be health, family, everything else. So how was it having to have this illness and then having to, you know, you have work attached to everything. How was that for you?
You know, it was a challenge, but it was also a gift because, you know, it was a thing that kind of helped get me out of bed and get me vigorous to get back. I mean, hearing from the community, I mean, I had so many messages and so many cards, and, you know, I'm a words of affirmation person. So reading those words of affirmation built me up. I felt strong. I was like, man. And so those people who wrote, thank you, sorry, I wasn't able to get back to all of you. It was overwhelming, though. And I didn't know I liked flowers so much. Flowers are cool.
Oh,
so
yeah. They brighten up.
Yeah.
I do have a question, though. What message would you like to give to someone listening who is either battling cancer, or to anyone who is a survivor, or anyone who's a friend or a loved one, or someone who's battling or who's battled the disease?
Well, to someone who's currently battling this disease, you are not alone. You don't have to do this alone. You don't have to sit in silence. There are many of us in the cancer community who are willing to walk with you, willing to make sure that you get the right care. And to those who are battling with someone suffering with this, is remember your loved one's love language and give that to them. Whether that's quality time, whether that's words of affirmation, whether that's gifts, whatever they need, give it to them. It will strengthen them.
Great. Thank you so much, Councilman Brooks, for your time and your openness. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Something about believing that helps my mending. Something about believing that there's no end.